It's the night before Krampusnacht, and all are asleep. But you're awake, and feeling a little mischievous. You've gathered the materials and made the necessary preparations. You have the book, and you've said the words. All there is left is to face the creature, and your wishes will be granted. Wait, where is this?
Who are... Oh, those runes.
That book. I'm not sure whether I'm more annoyed that you summoned me, girl, or impressed that you pulled it off. Yes, of course. What are you talking about? I'm the Krampus. Who else would I be? Not exactly how you imagined. Well, you mortals certainly have a talent for exaggeration. You glimpse my horns and my hooves but once or twice. Then not even a century passes before all the tales describe me as some monstrous goat demon. But, as can plainly be seen, I am not that much different from you. Oh yes, much bigger. Thank you for noticing. Though I am impressed that you don't seem to be intimidated by me. Those beautiful eyes of yours could look so much more enticing with just a bit of fear in them. Oh, I'm just teasing. Mostly. I know that these magics protect you from me for their duration. I am also aware of the terms of the ritual. But first, did you at least bring me some brandy? Good. Give it here then, girl. That is grand. Well done. At least one worthwhile thing will have come out of this trip. All right then. Let's get on with it. What have you brought me here for? What would you ask of me? Oh, of course. Anything the Krampus from your tales would be able to do, so would I. You've summoned me here for a purpose, so out with it. You wish for me to punish the wicked. Is that not already my charge? Ah, I see. Not just the young this time. That is quite the task. Are you sure that you wish to make this request? Are you prepared to accept the outcome? Very well. The pact is made. I shall begin. Why am I walking towards you? To carry out your request, of course. To punish the wicked. And there is no doubt that you are quite wicked. The protection magics? Oh, maybe you didn't read that book as closely as I had thought. You see, the magic that compels me is separate from the magic that binds me and protects you. Once you have made the pact, I must be unbound so that I may carry it out. That leaves you quite vulnerable. Oh, I do thank you for this wonderful brandy, but a small gift is not nearly enough to turn me away from my duty. Oh, yes. That's the fear I was talking about. And believe me, I am quite enticed. Now, quit backing away and face your punishment. You already agreed to accept the outcome. Oh, if you won't quit moving around, then I'll just have to keep hold of you. By your hair seems as good a place as any. So now you become pliant. Is that all it takes? A bit of a strong hand. Well, good news for you, my girl. My hands are plenty strong. Follow me now, over to the bed. There. Isn't it so much easier when you do as you're told? I'm going to release you for now. But you really should behave. For your own good. Now you will disrobe. Yes, I'm serious. Do you take me for an unserious being? The punishment is for me to decide, and I have decided that you will disrobe. Good. Was that so hard? Very good, in fact. I guess there will be two worthwhile things to come out of this trip. That brandy. And the sight of you. I am going to enjoy tonight. Your bed isn't quite the right height, but it's as good a place as any for me to sit. You will lay yourself across my knees. Good. Now, put your arms behind your back so I may hold you in place. Good. Oh, you want to know where I got this rod? What a silly question, girl. Oh my. One little tap on your cute rump. And already such a wonderful sound escapes your lips. Oh, I can feel your pulse quickening in my grasp. Since you may already be catching on, I will tell you a secret. Music to my ears. Do you sing in choir? Oh yes, as I was saying, I had told you a half-truth earlier. It is true that the magic's protection ended when you completed the pact. But I am not doing this to punish you for wickedness. Wicked as you may be. Oh, if you hold it in, how do I know I'm doing it properly? Oh, yes. Much better. And no, this is not punishment. You see, the request you made did not truly matter. Simply that you made a request. The terms of this ritual are that I would carry out your wishes. But it does not specify which wishes. Yes, I think you're starting to get it. I heard that change in your tone. The very thought of it fills your chest with fire and makes your body tremble. Ah, the pact recognizes your inner desires. I am doing this because of the needs you hide deep within yourself. Though I do admit, in your case, I'm doing it for me as well. I don't have to carry out the pact personally. But you, girl, I knew you'd be worth it. And I was right. Oh, the way the candlelight dances on your skin. The way your gasps of shock have begun giving way to sighs of pleasure. Oh, the way you have started grinding your wetness onto my thigh. Oh, goodness, what a needy little slut you are. I can see your rear wiggling in anticipation of the next strike. But are you so sure that another one will come? I know what you want, but you're going to have to convince me. I want you to say it. Now we both know you can do better than that. Tell me the desires that were strong enough to summon me here. Beg for it. My, what a filthy girl with an equally filthy mouth. I don't think I'll need this rod anymore. Oh, does that disappoint you? Ha, I told you. Strong hands. Oh, I bet you're getting a little tender back there. I'll give you some breathing room. Metaphorically, at least. Open your mouth and suck on my fingers. Goodness, barely two of them will fit in there. I hope you knew what you were getting into when you begged me to fuck me with those thick fucking fingers until I pass out. No. Now keep sucking. Yum. Get them nice and sloppy. Good girl. Good girl. Would you like me to touch between your legs now? Do you think you've waited long enough? Tell me how badly you want it. What's that? Sorry, I really can't understand you with your mouth full like that. Oh, I guess you'll just have to keep whining and pouting and squirming like the needy little slut you are. And maybe I will take pity on you. Oh, you really are too much fun. The utter shamelessness with which you whine and beg and spread your legs is so fucking delectable. I would have a hard time keeping my hands off you even without the pact. Here, let me feel how desperate you are back here. Such a sloppy girl. I haven't even touched you, and you're already making this much of a mess. And you immediately started grinding yourself into my hand. Is there even a brain in there anymore? Or does nothing remain but lust and the urge to be filled? Despite your earlier enthusiasm, I do think we'll start with just one finger. It wouldn't be any fun if I broke you, would it? Now, hold yourself still. Breathe deeply. And relax. There we go. There we go. Is that what you wanted? Is that what you wanted? To get your slutty hole filled up so good you start drooling from both ends. Oh, I will never understand how such sweet moans can come from such a filthy mouth. But I won't complain either. Oh my, you're practically fucking my hand. Am I not going hard enough for you? Maybe I need a better handle for leverage. Your hair did a passable job earlier. There. And now I can pull your head back to get a good look at your empty, drooling, ecstasy-filled face. Gods, now that your hands are free, are you really using them to stimulate yourself even more? Oh, I might be a bit insulted if it wasn't so entertaining to see you so completely debase yourself. I can feel you tightening up. Are you gonna come? Do it. Do it. Do it. That's what this is for, slut. Come your brains out. Yes, that's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. What a good fucking girl. Yes, 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 yes. I'm not done with you yet, though. Your arms might have gone limp, but I can still see a bit of consciousness in those vacant, dreamy eyes. I think you need one more. I think you need one more. Yes, girl. I'm going to fuck every last thought out of that pretty little head of yours. Come for me again, you stupid slut. Yes, 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 there it is. Come for me, come for me, come for me. Yes, 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 like that, yes, like that, yes, like that, yes, like that. Oh, yes. You truly are gone. Good girl. Let's get you into bed. There we go. So peaceful now. This pact may have taken a toll on you. But do not worry. I will watch over you and keep you safe while you sleep. When you wake, any wounds from my acts will have receded to a distant ache, and any hurt from my words will fade as quickly as a dream. The book and the circle will be gone. You may remember me for a short while, but that memory too will pass. However, I can guarantee that the satisfaction, the fullness you earn tonight, will linger for quite some time. Sleep well, little one.